First, the British sailors and Marines, who were held for 13 days in Iran, are speaking publicly today for the first time about their ordeal. The crew was captured and imprisoned on the claim they had strayed into Iran's territorial waters. Lieutenant Felix Carman of the British Royal Navy said today that was not true.
Let me make it absolutely clear, irrespective of what has been said in the past, when we were detained by the IRG, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, we were inside internationally recognised Iraqi territorial waters. And I can clearly state we were 1.7 nautical miles from Iranian waters.
Okay, we're going to hear more now from Lieutenant Carman, also from Royal Marine Captain Chris Eyre. Captain Eyre said today that the crew was on a routine operation on March 23rd when they were confronted by members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard.
Two speedboats were spotted, approaching rapidly about 400 meters away. It was then that I ordered everybody to make their weapons ready, and I ordered the boarding party to return to the boats. By the time all were back on board, two Iranian boats had come alongside. One officer spoke good English, and I explained that we were conducting a routine operation, as allowed under a UN mandate. But when we tried to leave, they prevented us by blocking us in. By now, it was becoming increasingly clear they had arrived with a planned intent. Some of the Iranian sailors were becoming deliberately aggressive and unstable. They rammed our boats and trained their heavy machine guns, RPG, and weapons on us. Another six boats were closing in on us. We realized that our efforts to reason with these people were not making any headway. It was at this point that we realized that had we resisted, there would have been a major fight, one which we could not have won, and with consequences that would have major strategic impacts. We made a conscious decision not to engage the Iranians and do as they asked. They boarded our boats, removed our weapons, and steered the boats towards the Iranian shore.
On arrival at a small Iranian naval base, we were blindfolded, stripped of all our kit, and led to a room where I declared myself as the officer in charge and was introduced to their local commander. 2 hours later, we were moved to a second location, and throughout the night, were subjected to random interrogations. The questions were aggressive and the handling rough, but it was no worse than that. The following morning, we were flown to Tehran and transported to a prison where the atmosphere changed completely. We were blindfolded, our hands were bound, and we were forced up against a wall. Throughout our ordeal, we faced constant psychological pressure. Later, we were stripped and then dressed in pajamas. The next few nights were spent in stone cells, approximately 8 feet by 6, sleeping on piles of blankets. All of us were kept in isolation. We were interrogated most nights and presented with two options. If we admitted that we'd strayed, we'd be back on a plane to the UK pretty soon. If we didn't, we faced up to 7 years in prison. We were kept in isolation until the last few nights, when we were allowed to gather together for a few hours in the full glare of the Iranian media. On day 12, we were taken to a governmental complex, blindfolded, and then given three-piece suits to wear. We watched the president's statement live on television, and it was only then that we realized we were to be sent home.
That is Lieutenant Felix Carman. While much of Britain hailed the return of the 15, the crew has faced some criticism at home. They appeared in videos admitting they were in Iranian waters and apologizing for it. Here is more from Captain Chris Eyre at today's news conference.
In the short time we have been back, we have not been able to see all that has been broadcast or written about our ordeal. We are aware that many people have questioned why we allowed ourselves to be taken in the first place and why we allowed ourselves to be shown by the Iranian authorities on television. Let me be absolutely clear. From the outset, it was very apparent that fighting back was simply not an option. Had we chosen to do so, then many of us would not be standing here today. The Iranian Navy did not turn up lightly armed. They came with intent, heavy weapons, and very quickly surrounded us. Reasoning with the Iranians was our only option. We tried, we did our utmost to de-escalate the situation, but our words fell on deaf ears. They had come with a clear purpose. They were never going to leave without us.
That is Captain Chris Eyre, one of the 15 freed British military personnel.